Okay, I don't know if you guys all got it, but we brought a table and put impeachment on it. These are cards and letters from all over the country, and we know that Congressman Wexler's petition has, what was the last count of signatures on Congressman Wexler's? The last time I...
180,000.
180,000 something.
188.
Okay, so our next speaker is going to be Minister Christopher Mohammed from the Nation of Islam, and he's going to tie in what's happening here in San Francisco with the reasons why Nancy Pelosi took impeachment off the table in the first place.
All right.
We're very happy to be here in support of our congressperson.
That's
right. Cindy Sheehan.
Yeah.
She has great support in Bayview Hunters Point. And of course, our next president, Cynthia McKinney.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, we want to know answers to very difficult questions. And we want to know why people do what they do, because it seems so strange that last year the Democratic Party rode a wave of dissatisfaction and were ushered into power, and only to find out that the Democrats were really Demublicans.
Uh-huh. Wow. Tell us, man.
So you have the Republicrats and the Demublicans running things. And we wondered why the Speaker of the House didn't call for impeachment.
Yes.
But there's a saying, politics makes strange bedfellows. You're asking the Congresswoman to impeach somebody that she's made deals with.
Yeah.
When you're cutting deals with the people you're being asked to impeach, it gets a little sticky. A few weeks ago, Senator Feinstein broke with the Demublicans, or the Democrats, and voted for President Bush's Attorney General nominee, who supported torture.
That's right.
The question is why? What reason, purpose, intent did Senator Feinstein vote for President Bush's Attorney General nominee? Well, when you find that all politics is local, then you realize there's some dirty little secrets in San Francisco that begin to make some of the reasons why more clear. For example, in the San Francisco Chronicle, there was an editorial on January 7th, and it says, and I quote, the Chronicle, San Francisco Mayor Gavin Newsom, working with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senator Dianne Feinstein, has secured $82 million in federal funding to clean up the former Hunters Point shipyard. The Hunters Point shipyard is a Superfund toxic dump site right here in Bayview Hunters Point, right next to where poor people live. And in a land grab, in a conspiracy, in one of the worst forms of ethnic cleansing that has ever taken place in the United States, is taking place right here in San Francisco, where in a conspiracy between Pelosi and Feinstein in the mayor's office here, working in conjunction with the George Bush administration, has told the EPA, stay out of that. Has told the Lennar Corporation, you go and do whatever you have to do by any means necessary to build new condominiums and development out there, and we on the federal level will make sure that President Bush calls off the dogs. They made a private deal with President Bush, and in his new budget funding process, President Bush added double the amount of money for the shipyard cleanup. On the surface, that sounds good, until you look deeper. According to the Chronicle, quote, after more than three decades, civic leaders scrambled to put together a large amount of federal funding for cleanup only when it seemed likely that the city was about to lose the 49er football team. How can they be proud of their ethics? How can they honestly say that the residents of Bayview Hunters Point
and their health and well-being simply wasn't powerful enough reason for them to do something sooner. We are deeply concerned that these three leaders are focusing the $82 million on a potential football stadium site while the rest of the shipyard still needs to be cleaned. These people cared nothing about the poor people in San Francisco, and they needed President Bush to sign off on funding to help them in their land grab to remove the African American, the Latino, the Asian Pacific Islander, and the poor white out of Bayview Hunters Point. President Bush agreed to do it. Plus, they wanted to make a deal with a dirty company, and President Bush has agreed to call his Justice Department people off of investigating this company who has committed a crime greater than Enron, and Nancy Pelosi's relatives sit on the board of the Lennar Corporation.
Yeah, that's right.
Unholy alliance. And we need new representation. We don't need cover-up. We need somebody that's going to turn the lights on. And we have that person in Cindy Sheehan. Thank you very much.
Chronicle said that how can they be proud of their ethics? How can they be proud of something they don't have? That's what it sounds like to me.